the strong gets more, while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make the grade. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own.
Just a child. I wasn't more than 5 years old when Lottie and I were left to watch the small sheep herd our folks were building up to keep the homestead. It was hard work, sometimes boring, but yet we got quite comfortable with the sheepdog helping us. "I hate it when the coyotes howl," Lottie whimpered one afternoon. "They're a long ways away. I can tell by the sound. Anyway, the dog will start barking if they get too close," I comforted her. Soon we were in our pretend world on a lonely desert. "I found a pretty rock," Lottie said, as she stacked it with the other treasures we'd gathered. "I killed this scorpion," I said proudly, holding it up by the tail, too close to Lottie for her comfort. "Don't scare me," she said. "Maybe it could still sting us." "Will not," I teased. All of a sudden I heard the booming voice of my father. "What in the hell is going on here?" he growled as two frightened little children froze in their tracks. "Look at the sheep," he continued. "You good-for-nothing, lazy, wild Indians." We turned in utter horror, realizing the sheep had been gorging themselves. "You were warned never to let them feed too much," he roared. We watched in horror as the bloated sheep jumped in the air in their last lurch of life. After gathering the surviving sheep and calling the dog, Father picked me up and swatted my hind end and strapped me to the old bay horse and marched me to the corrals. "Please, please don't whip him," Lottie screamed. "I promise I'll never do it again," I begged, but my words fell on deaf ears. "I'm just as much to blame," Lottie admitted reluctantly, crying softly. "No, it sure won't ever happen again," Father bellowed, stripping me down to my bare skin. And he strapped me to a cedar fence post, and he undid his belt, and he beat the living daylights out of me. I could hear ear-piercing screaming in the distance, not realizing it was me, as my pain-racked body shuddered violently. "You're killing him! You're killing him!" Mother shrieked as she ran from the house to witness the shocking event. "Stop it! Stop it!" as she pulled frantically on Father's pants and shirt.
We let some sheep bloat," Lottie offered in answer to Ma's unasked question, as Lottie lay on the hard ground in the fetal position, sobbing her eyes out. "Is he going to beat me too?"
"Over my dead body," Mother said as she untied me and picked up my limp body and scurried to the house. I don't know who was the most traumatized from my near-death event, me or Lottie, but that incident was implanted in my mind forever. That night, Lottie and I chose to sleep with the cow in the lean-to, worrying about the coyote attacking us instead of being within 100 feet of our father. A few days later, we were going to visit our grandparents. Father asked Mother, "Well, are you coming or not?"
"I'd like to, but," she answered. Her voice trailed off into the breeze.
"I can stay home," I inserted quietly.
"Me too," Lottie said.
"We'd better all go," Father all but snarled. "But let me tell you, Orin, if you blab one word about what happened, you'll pay for it." Hours later, Grandmother Barney placed the wonderful fixins out for all of us to eat. My Uncle Vey and I were usually first in line, but Lottie and I stayed back, pretending to be telling secrets. Lottie protecting my back as she stood last in line.
"You usually eat like a horse," Vey said after supper. "I don't think you or Lottie ate 3 bites.
"What's ailing you, Orin?"
Thel asked as he placed an arm around me. That was my Uncle Othello. We called him Thel. Flinching, trying not to yell out in pain, I muttered, "Nothing." Lorene spoke up in a tiny whisper.
"Sheep boat."
"Sheep boat?" Grandmother asked, puzzlement crossing her face. Frightened, I put my head down and stared at the floor. My usually talkative mother seemed to tremble as she followed suit, gazing at the floor, while my father began inching towards a place where he could escape the tenses of the room if he wanted to.
"What's going on here?"
Grandfather thundered, as only a bull-headed Barney could bellow.
"Sheep boat. Father beat,"
Loreen continued, telling a childish truth.
"Sheep bloat?" Thel said, understanding Loreen's baby talk. "Did you have trouble with the sheep?"
"Orion, I want you to tell me what happened," Grandmother said, kneeling beside me.
I can't,"
I replied, lifting tear-filled eyes to her kind, tender ones.
"Are you ailing?"
Grandfather asked.
"No,"
I replied, shaking my head. "I'm not sick."
"Then what's up?"
Vay questioned as he patted me on the back. At that moment, I cried out in pain.
"Why is there blood on your shirt?"
Grandfather asked as Grandmother unbuttoned it. She turned me around as a horrifying look came across her face.
"Who did this to you?"
she exclaimed.
I couldn't move. I couldn't answer. But I didn't have to.
My offending father took out the door lickety-split out toward the corrals. But that didn't do him any good. That day my father got the whipping he deserved. He didn't touch me for months afterwards. Later on, after Grandmother had doctored me up, she asked Mother,
"Lily, how could he have whipped this child like that?"
"I don't know,"
Mother answered. "Was he ever kicked in the head by a horse, or did he ever fall off one on his head?"
"I don't remember,"
Grandmother replied. Mother said,
"He's like a raging, possessed demon at times." I didn't say anything, but I agreed wholeheartedly.
And such, you can help yourself, but don't take too much. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own.